to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the Lazy Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me are the smelly vocal talents of Nick Ramirez, the disheveled Chewy, and our expert Viceroy of First Impressions, Rick. Thank you for joining us.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, the Mad Libs make sense now.
Yes, Mad Lib opening. How do you like that?
If I knew you were going to call me disheveled, I would have come up with something else.
Wow, there you go. You ruined yourself. Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Worst Little Podcast. How are you today? Thank you for listening. Hi, Nick. Hi, Josh. Hi, Rick.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Well,
shall we invite our guest in?
No. No.
Fuck
that guest.
Him.
We don't like our guests. We decided we're never going to have a guest again. It's just going to be the four of us every week from here on out.
Probably the most interesting guest we could have is us.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Why are people listening? It's not for the talents of Reno artists and musicians. No, it's to hear us embarrass ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I hear the unsubscribe button being pushed right. No more music? Click.
Yeah, well, not this week. Well, we have music this week.
Oh, we got music.
We got music.
Yeah.
No worries on that account.
Don't even think about that.
We just have a guest.
But yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, I think.
Absolutely.
We got stuff to catch up on. There's items in the news.
Yep. Absolutely. Women's World Cup just started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we're all listening to that.
Yeah, I don't follow that so much. I was kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Superhero Cape Day.
Superhero Cape Day.
At the Aces baseball game this coming Saturday, the 2nd, Superhero Cape Day.
You know, that's the shitty thing about a superhero cape is you never have a thing to wear it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
First, I think 25,000 people get a superhero cape. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't just wear yours from the house?
No, you get one. And it probably has a big A on it, I'd imagine, for Aces. Super Aces.
I thought you could say something else.
Super assholes.
Not that Aces fans are assholes. I just when I see a big A on somebody's chest, that's what I think. Asshole.
Yeah. I see any Brad on Majors. Chest, that's what I think.
And usually when people start to wear capes is when they've been drinking a lot and are acting like an asshole.
Yeah.
Or they're Elvis.
Kid. Remember when you're a little kid?
No, that is drinking and acting like a fool, being Elvis.
Oh, that's the same thing, Rory.
Yeah.
When you're a little kid, you tie the towel around your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
And fly through the house.
Your dad ties that rope around your neck and puts you in the back of the truck and makes you surf. It's awful.
Insight into living in Nevada. Wow. So, yeah, I missed that part. Yeah. Speaking of parts that I missed, I once had a friend who may or may not ever listen to this show who one day tried to, he's like, hey, why don't you come over? You know, we'll, pop in a porno. And you know how, when you were junior high and you and your buddies would, rub one out with each other?
Yeah.
No.
No. Let's try it. I don't remember that, friend. I'll take your beer, but I don't. You can keep your porno and touch into yourself.
Yep.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, hey, Rick, that probably sounds like a good Saturday night.
You know, and I was going to say, that friend that you're talking about, I believe I know who it was, and
yes,
I thought he was adorable. I would have loved such an invitation.
Yeah.
That would have been a full Saturday night for me.
The guy needs to learn how to pick and choose who he's inviting to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Well, I have had quite the checkered reputation in my past, mm-hmm. but
they just assumed that you might be interested.
Right, because I had been at one point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in junior high,
that was more of a college thing, a college and LSD kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Not that I...
Was it a bad trip or what?
Yeah, let's try that again. don't laugh.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
Rory.
Had an exciting weekend myself.
Yeah. Oh, we're okay.
Yeah. Did you have something else there? Did you still want to add?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I told my son this before, you know, everybody does it, But everybody keeps it to themselves. You keep your nastiness to yourself. You know,
you don't do it next to your friend.
No. Oh. Absolutely not. Not with a not with a fucking beer box over your head either.
I mean, except
that was one time.
What does that mean?
And honestly, except for somebody that I'm planning on having sex with, porn is a private thing.
Yeah,
it's like taking a dump. You do it all by yourself. Yeah, you don't do it in front of an audience.
That's why they don't show it in the movie theater so much. They show it at your house.
At my house.
On the computer.
It's okay. We'll just put these beer boxes on our head. Then we won't see each other.
Wow. That sounds like a date night.
worked in theory.
No, really. That is just the beginning of trying to have gay sex with your friends, honestly. You know?
Yeah.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
No.
No.
Good thing you're not having any non-breeders.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, oh, yeah, if you're gay.
Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being gay. There is something really wrong about putting a beer box on your head and jacking off next to your friend, though.
I just like to say that it's so hot. Really.
Queers are just better. I'd be so proud if you was a fag.
Mine are too quiet, Rick.
You gotta one dick, cocksucker for life.
Do it again.
All right.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Yeah, you just turn that up in post. Yeah.
All right, so moving along.
Show started off kind of on a bad foot. Let's talk about something more fun.
Yeah, for real.
Like, let's get away from all that and talk about more exciting
things. Do you hear that siren?
Yeah.
We should have a song or something for when sirens come on or some kind of alarm or something. Or just ignore it and not
bad boys. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Because Dogwater Studios is straight up in the hood.
Big time. Yep.
Oh yeah,
Sparks, Nevada.
We have
gnarly over here.
There's tagging. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rough.
Some stuff.
We're living in.
There's shoes hanging over wires. You know, they'll have like a pair of shoes hanging on the wires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And somebody said that like that means that that's a drug neighborhood. So what does that mean, like, that you see the shoes on the wire and you just start knocking on doors
because
you want drugs?
Maybe somewhere.
See, I always thought the shoe on the clothesline was, you know, some kid got messed with by bullies.
Yeah, I always thought it was a bully thing, too. And somebody told me, no, that's a sign of, a drug dealer neighborhood or something. I'm like, really?
I don't know.
Huh.
Like, that's, or like a gang thing or something.
Like, crackheads are going to waste a pair of shoes throwing them up on a
seriously. And then what kind of advertisement is that? Then how do you get, like, then you knock on doors and say, could I please have a cup of drugs? I don't get
How many pots would you like? One or two?
Which
I heard that from two different people. I don't know if it's just crap or
I've heard that, too. I don't know. But how do you know
like
which house it is?
Yeah.
It's a drug neighborhood. Every neighborhood in this valley is a drug neighborhood.
I guess if you know, you know. And if you don't, you shouldn't be asking questions, son.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's none of your business.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Right. Get ready to get rolled. And I'm not talking about Rick Astley. You don't have. Oh, that was good. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was a good joke.
Give it up for Rick Astley.
Anyway. Careful with that Rick Astley. I might have to go with the Rick Astley alarm.
Right.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, and it's really loud,
Ray,
too.
Astley Ray.
Ick Ray.
So I recently joined a wonderful organization this past weekend.
Just over the weekend.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Well, I'm going to say, in spite of losing my glasses, it was the best 10 minutes of my life.
Yep.
But I did totally lose my glasses.
Did they make you eat poo?
No,
we can't talk about that part, Rick.
Oh, you can't. That's right. So we can't know.
We can't talk about details such as whether or not Rory ate poop. But we can say that we're proud to have him as a brother. And
And you guys were all there, and you all know what happened. Then me and the listeners don't.
Right.
That's
right. Okay. Well, except for those listeners.
Several listeners that know
what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But. So,
Welcome to Clapperdom.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go out and plaque some things.
Yeah, placking.
Placking is good.
I never thought you'd be a clamper, man. Didn't really strike me as the type, but I'm proud of you.
It's 1999 now. They're letting everybody in.
Thank you, brother. Hey, wait a minute.
Now, you were good, man. You
did a good job.
You were a good candidate.
Right there, yeah. It sounds like you had to blow everybody.
Right? Can't talk about
this.
What happens at a doing stays at a doing.
This is where the beer box on your head came.
Oh shit!
You guys are damn.
That was a different.
But I did lose my effing glasses, and that's kind of a pain in the ass. But it'll be taken care of. I'm confident.
Those glasses are somewhere downstream in the. Beautiful Lake Lahontan, I imagine.
They're now a part of Nevada history.
That's right.
My glasses. Well, in a long tradition with like Mark Twain and other August personages.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll get your DNA off the glasses somehow, and they'll be all, this was Rory Dowd.
And then they'll clone me.
Oh,
yeah. That would be great. It'd be like Boba Fett's dad.
And whatever you did, involved getting your DNA on your glasses, that's bad too.
We can't talk about that part. That hole.
Yeah, can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, let's just say I have a whole lot of brothers now.
That's right.
Yep.
Is it like a massive national organization?
It's mostly in the western states.
West Coast. Okay. But there are a couple in Virginia, I believe.
Well, originally it started, I think, out of the coal mines out there. Yeah. But
do you have rival drinking gangs?
I don't have any idea.
No. It's not a gang.
It's a
historical society.
Oh, jeez.
An historical society.
It's an historical society.
Yeah.
And we have an harmonica to share between all of us.
An harmonica.
You should get a soundbite of that, Rick.
I know you have
all that on CD or VHS. Is it?
MASH. I was just going to say MASH. An harmonica. I might have that on DVD.
Oh, okay. It'd be funner if it funner. Yeah.
But when am I going to be able to pull out that VHS. Sample?
Go ahead and dig that out.
Yeah, right. Dig that out right now. That'll just take a second, I'm sure.
Aww.
Oh, hey, we've got a phone call here.
All right.
Who could it
be?
Hello?
Hey, Cheyenne, you're on the podcast. You now have no reason to not listen anymore.
She said hello. It's too late.
Damn it.
It's Roy's wife, Cheyenne.
So everybody, let's welcome my wife to the Worst Little Podcast.
Hi, wow. Cheyenne.
Hey. Welcome aboard.
Hi, so Worst Little Podcast.
Nice to have you.
So, what's up?
I just wanted to let you know tomorrow is going to be my last day at work because I have enough sick time that I can take the next 2 days after that off.
Hey, congratulations.
That's lovely. You guys can have a picnic.
Well, thank you kindly. Cheyenne, I'm sorry. I totally forgot it was Monday.
Cheyenne now gets a week-long break before she has to start her brand new job at a local retailer.
Cool. Good for you.
You need that time off. Before you start a new job, it's nice to have that little break.
Yeah, it is nice to have that break before you start a new job.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I'm going out and getting drunk on Thursday night.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Well, because I figure you wanted to do stuff this weekend, right?
Yeah, the Outsleaze Fest that we're going to be talking
about.
Yeah, yeah, I want to hit up.
Hey, look at that. See, I'm helping you.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Yep, you go out Thursday, I'll go out the weekend. Sounds great to me, honey. Thanks.
Fuck off.
Are you at work all night tonight?
I'm at work till 11 tonight, and then I think I'm going to do a mid tomorrow because I have to train someone to do some shit.
Mm. All right. Sounds fantastic.
Exciting.
Sexually.
So there's my life in a nutshell. I hope your listeners enjoy.
Yes, they do.
They love that shit.
Yeah, we've been hearing about you for weeks now.
And it's the first time we get
weeks.
To... For weeks, yeah. And, you are going to be on the show very soon here, I believe. Like, actually in studio, yeah.
Creepy.
So I'm sure everybody is looking forward to that as I not
I
shake my head vigorously.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be lovely.
Yeah, it's nice to have some female energy in the room.
Yeah, it's definitely good to
bring us back to Earth a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll have plenty of female energy the day that I'm on, so that'll be good times.
Excellent. Oh, cool. Lord help us.
Well.
All right, well, hon, I love you.
I hate your face.
Oh,
but
come
on.
Tell me you love me.
I love you, too.
Oh, I can hear the sincerity.
Ding.
No, Candy shop blows doors down.
Woo!
Yeah, candy shop.
Candy shop rules.
All right, hon. I'm going to let you go, and I think we're going to go to a song here. You guys want to do a break?
Yeah, we need to
do a break. Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Discussion, though.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, honey. I love you.
Love you, too.
That was bad.
That was all right. That was, great. That was my lovely child bride.
Nice.
Light of my life. And, oh, I missed a phone call here. I hope it wasn't from our guest.
Well, thank God we're doing a podcast so we can record you checking your phone.
Yeah.
Well, no, did the guest call to say that he was going to?
Well, no, it's showing me there's a message, missed call. No, I just missed one from Cheyenne and then she tried calling.
Oh, okay. Boy, that guest really blew us off, huh?
Well, we blew him off a couple times.
Oh, he's getting us back.
It's a big blow-off contest.
So we deserve it?
Right now, everything's even.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, so it's a new game.
We'll have him on before Christmas.
No, I'm done.
When's Christmas?
Gosh. Well, my birthday is 164 days from today.
We didn't ask you that.
Well, and Christmas is 17 days later. So
it's what day?
183 days from now.
What day of the year does Christmas fall on?
Oh, Jesus.
The 25th of December.
My bad. No, I knew that. I'm just joking with you guys.
Christmas
is
coming.
Let's hear some music,
Jesus.
And I'll check the calendar.
Christmas is a Sunday. I just looked.
Ooh, oh, okay.
Perfect.
Hey, so for all you Christians out there, that's one less a church attendance you have to go to. Because the Christmas Mass counts for Sunday and Christmas.
Two birds
they, make you go, they make you go Christmas Eve, so that means you got to go 2 days in a row and the whole weekend.
Not everybody has. What? You don't have to go Christmas
you
Eve.
You get two times a day.
Oh, you do, or Jesus hates you.
Jesus!
Jesus is up there sharpening his shiv.
Exactly.
It's my birthday.
And this year he's going to be pissed at Christmas because of Macho Man Randy Savage fucking up with that rapture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, St. Peter, you think you're going to open up a big old can of rapture on those people down there?
Stepping into Slim Jim.
Why do we keep going back to that?
I don't know.
He's a very special person.
Too soon.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I want to say? I'm sad about Ryan Dunn.
Yeah, we didn't get to mention that.
Yeah.
And Peter Falk, man.
Yeah, Peter Falk. There's your Columbo. Trifecta. Peter Falk.
Clarence Clemens recently
Clarence
passed.
Clemens and Ryan Dunn, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan back in the day. Like, I bought that 5-album box set when it came out in, I think, 1985.
Wow. Yeah, with the vinyl.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, I got the vinyl one. Yeah, it was like a 5-6-album set of 10 years of stuff, and you know, like looking back on it now, it's not the most sophisticated music. In fact, a lot of it could be considered butt rock.
Really?
But I still have a good, deep, special place in my heart for the E Street Band and the Boss and Clarence. And
it's like the older I get, the more I'm appreciating Bruce. And like,
yeah, for sure,
he kicks ass, dude. And you look at his whole life and
Nebraska.
He's got integrity.
That's him, right?
Yeah, he's Nebraska.
Yeah, that was a great album. Great album.
He still, you know, he still makes mistakes and whatever, but he's got integrity and he seems like a real solid artist.
Oh yeah, no, he's not like a Billy Ray Cyrus or some douchebag.
Something important. He's not doing it to just make money.
Yeah,
but he is a boss.
He's making a shitload of money.
He making a shitload. Man. That's true.
Speaking of Bruce Springsteen, we got some music.
Yeah, and the punk band I'm about to play probably really appreciates that.
Well, this is for Dunn.
So wait, who is this?
This one's
Clarence.
So, you guys, this is recorded live at the party a few weeks ago. It's Ill Eagle. And Ill Eagle is Kelly and the two guys from Slasher, Thane and Paul, on bass and drums. So if anybody was a fan of Slasher, this is the band that two-thirds of Slasher is now in.
Rap. Rock.
So yeah, and it's live at our house. So
I like
that. Oh, and a great thing that happens in this you got to listen for. Riku, at one of the breaks, there's all these spots in the song where the music stops for a second.
Yeah.
And at one of those stops, I believe it's Riku. Who else would be screaming in front of the house? But she screams at the top of her lungs as she runs across the front of the thing and the audience mics caught it. And so
awesome.
So you'll hear this scream. Ah, fucking Riku is really, it's really awesome. Okay, so let's check that out. Eh?
Rock and roll.
Do it.
I love the tuning song. Everything should start with the tuning song.
Happy drum. Pitching ass as he slams one plus one.
Look at him as he just half the dog is that he doesn't give a fuck. Half the dog is that he doesn't care about you. Half the dog is that he doesn't give a fuck. Half the dog. Alcohol, it'll make you sick. Whispering when you're rationally young. Yeah! Capital and a bulletproof. Try to stop us, but it's no use to try. It's gonna show, it's gonna show. Half a drunk, I said he doesn't give a fuck. Half a drunk, I said he doesn't care about you. Half a drunk, I said he doesn't give a fuck. Half a drunk. No. Shit as I wobble down Wells now. In the back of the paddy wagon, so on my face, piss is coming my way. Hey! Let me out, they said no way. No way, no fucking way. I said, anger drunk, I said, now they took my shoes. Anger drunk, I said, fuck you, son. Anger drunk, I said, no, I don't like it. Anger drunk.
Yeah. Punk rock is what? At fucking A.
That's for sure.
Dude, and they had so many kids during their set, and they came up to me
totally,
before the set.
That was fun.
And they were like, and Paul came up to me from Slasher, and he said, dude, we're going to do a Slasher song. And I knew what that meant, because all Slasher song lyrics are absolutely revolting, foul, filled with horrible language. And he says, is that okay? I mean, I know there's kids here. Is that okay? And I said, fuck it, dude, do it. Nobody's going to understand what you say.
Right. Like, the adults, much less the kids, weren't going to understand anything.
But seriously, they played that Slasher song, and on the recording, you can hear all these children playing in front of the stage. like it was the play area at
that
fun.
Like, bad.
No, they all had a great time. Yeah, there were like 6 or 7 of them running around all day. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good time.
Great day.
So this next segment of our show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Stingray Tattoo. When life gives you lemons, throw them back and get a tattoo. Check out stingraytattoo.net for the area's best custom tattoos. Yeah.
Right.
Stingray. Thank you guys for sponsoring us once again. Yeah.
Yep.
So
what's the next topic?
I ran across something very disturbing on the internet.
Okay.
It's not really Reno oriented, but kind of not really at
That's
all.
Okay.
It's about this story out of Japan. It's about this phenomenon called bagel heads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I saw that.
Right. Okay. Oh, and it made me think of you. It made me think of you, Rick.
I love a bagel head.
Well, go with me on this. You'll figure it out. So
I do like bagels.
What bagelheadism is a thing in Japan. It's body modification. And these kids will go out on like a Friday night and get saline injections in their foreheads, creating these like massive lumps under their skin.
They're shaped like bagels.
The way you get the bagel effect is while it's being injected, you hold your finger in your middle of your forehead or in the middle of the spot getting injected, and it creates a ring. So it looks like you have a bagel, you know, under your skin.
Wow.
Now, the reason I thought of this, Rick, saline injections. We have this friend who has these magazines with these ads back in the 80s.
The gay saline injection stuff.
Yeah.
It's
the same kind of thing. These guys will inject saline into their junk. But this bagel head phenomenon made me think of that.
And the Japanese are just now catching on.
And it's like supposed to be this hip thing, but it makes them all look like mongoloids.
Yeah.
And like they're like their foreheads are like 2-3 inches extruding with lumps all over them.
Dude, what the saline just absorbs into your body at some point and goes away, right?
It goes away by the next morning.
Yeah, so, it's not really unhealthy.
Like that for the night.
Right, just for like 8, 12 hours kind of thing. And then it sags a little, and you know, and they look all like deformed, like Chunk in Goonies kind of thing.
So,
you know,
just probably go to Portland next and then be in Reno probably by next year.
It's evident. It's been big in Japan for at least 2-3 years now. Huh. The story I saw was like 2009 or something.
Why do they do it? Does it get you high or just they
just
like
to look freaky?
Just to look freaky?
I think it's to look. Yeah, it's a body mod, mm-hmm. but temporary.
Yeah, like, but jewelry looks nice.
Right.
You know, maybe drawn on your body, but I don't get fucking... I don't get it, man. I don't get
like,
that.
I get junk piercing more than I get.
If it goes away and they're just doing it kind of to look cool for the weekend or whatever, I can see why they might.
Well, and mind you, too,
you want to look like that permanently.
These are like, you know, Japanese Harijuku street kid rockers who have like
culture there,
and they'll have, you know, kids who really have those dental
their teeth
filed down and capped, so they have vampire fangs.
Oh, it makes them look more like
more
demons
freaky
or something.
Vampire fangs, I understand, and
okay,
I could almost support.
It's kind of like a Japanese gothic thing, like.
That's creepy. Yeah. Gothic never meant lumps on your head. That's just unless somebody beat your ass.
It is reminiscent.
Like you got whacked on the head.
It is reminiscent of the stupid haircuts all the U.S. emo kids have.
Yeah.
You know, with the swoosh, and then it looked like they bleached it badly. And even that, I kind of get. Mm-hmm. But I think it kind of goes along with that vibe.
And then, dude, you talked about cutting their fingers off, too. Like, what was that?
Oh, right. That's something else that happened. That's an extreme form of body mod popular in Japan. Cutting off, like, part of your finger at the knuckle.
Huh.
And, like, okay, I would take the saline injection over that.
Yeah, if I had to.
Well, yeah, because it goes away. You don't get your finger back.
Right. But you can't just grow that shit back.
Sounds like a joke. At the long term, though. Long term on that is that you're paying less per pedicure visit.
Hey, that's
who
a new boy.
I know. We have a guest.
Hey,
no,
Dakota.
We have Cody.
Actually, fellas,
related to finger cutting off, I had an uncle who might as well have had these three cut off. And always just the thumb and the middle finger out. For all I know, maybe he was into that Japanese shit.
Well, my father-in-law, he's missing his entire index finger below the base knuckle.
Like Jerry Garcia?
Here is a really scary story. I have this from where I work. This girl, it's so funny that I walk in like this. This girl at work, she was rushing into the bathroom, taking her son home from a baseball game, and he ran into the bathroom first and slammed the door. And she got her pinky caught in the door jam. Not the door jam, but the hinge, the metal part of the hinge, and literally took off the top of her pinky all the way to the frickin' knuckle. Gnarly.
A wooden bathroom door kind of thing?
Yeah, but it wasn't the wood that did it. She actually, I don't know how the hell she managed this, but to get her finger in the metal hinge part. And then the kid slammed the door and took it right off. And she thought she just cut it or something, went to rinse it in the sink. And then she was like, oh, shit. It's like
my
shit is gone. Her bone was sticking out. And so she went back to the door jam and opened it up and peeled the tip of her finger off of the jam.
And now Nick is just staring at the wall like a deer in headlights.
This is an absolutely true story that just happened. And now.
That's quite unfortunate.
It is really unfortunate. Cute girl, too. Apparently her hand modeling career is over. So the ER doc went ahead and like cut the bone off like where he thought it would be and said, you know, I hope this is back far enough because if your fingernail grows back, then you got to go into surgery and have them amputated again backwards. And her fingernail started to grow back.
It's even grosser than when we were talking about jerking off with beer boxes on our head earlier.
That is.
I'm going to take this back. This segment is like not brought to you by Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray, in fact, wants nothing to do with this.
This segment is brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Well played.
All right. But really, Rory, when you first brought up the bailhead thing, I thought for sure you were going to talk about some Jews.
Right. Well, actually,
bagels
when I clicked
Jewish.
On the link, that's what
I
thought.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I love bagels too.
Yeah.
I'm not
I eat a bagel every day. Yeah. No, but when I clicked on the link, I thought it was some sort
like
of
a Jewish
gang. Hasidic body mod kind of thing.
But if you're saying it's like people who want to be fake vampires or whatever too doing that, then I can't get it. It's like Buffy. You look more like
Buffy. Well, it's a little freaky temporary happening. Yeah. It's like it's imagine it's not Botoxing your lips. Cool it's Botoxing your
I won't be doing it. Forehead. My daughter definitely won't be doing it.
Yeah. That's right. So it's just like when a stripper, you know, grinds too hard and bursts her saline thing and it just absorbs, huh?
Hey, what's the family motto, Cody?
Huh?
Which one?
The one you carved under the butcher block.
Oh. girls are strippers because they're lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you need to teach your daughter.
I'll teach my daughter that.
Oh, speaking of which, hey, Josh.
Yes.
You found out the sex of your child here.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
what was the bet that you guys had before?
If I have a girl, Rory blows Nick.
No.
That's just old hat.
Satisfactory.
I can't remember. You guys did
it. I had five on a girl, I believe, in fake radio money.
We all said he was going to have a boy.
Yeah.
And then you said, I'll take a girl.
I'll take the underdog,
And you won.
I win the imaginary pool.
Wow.
Yeah. So I owe you $5.
With my psychic reverend powers.
I got to admit, I'm pretty happy about it. I mean, boys, I would love to have a son, too, but I think the girl's going to be pretty cute.
I would have been stoked for a boy, but having a little daddy's girl, man, you're going to be trapped for the rest of your life, man.
I sent my dad a picture of the ultrasound, and he said, if you look real close, you can already see you wrapped around her finger.
Yeah, I've got that same picture of Riku. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the baby looks cute as hell already.
Do you have any names picked out?
No.
Oh.
A few shows ago we talked about it, and I wanted to kind of name any daughters after girls. After Towns.
Name your daughter. Name your daughter after girls.
A little
girls.
Too long. I don't think BMM is a good initial. So I'm thinking
Battle
maybe
Mountain
Tonopah or Caliente right now are in the front runner, but my wife.
Dayton?
Dayton. No, I don't like Dayton.
Dayton's a boy.
No, Dayton to me sounds
Dayton
like she's
a
Dayton.
Terrible area.
What about going to be Dayton for a long time?
What about Mina?
Mina's a pretty.
Ooh, that's like, actually
my
pretty.
Grandmother was actually born in Mina, so that might be a nice one.
That might be.
Yeah. But I don't like Mina Martin. Mina. Sounds stupid though. So
yeah, you're right. Yeah. And they'll call her Mina and think that she's like
Julia C.
Yeah, yeah. That's a beautiful name.
Yes, it is.
Name her after a beautiful person. That's one. Julia C.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd name my daughter after Julia.
that's a good point, too.
We
do have a lot of planning to do. Yeah.
There's a lot of other Julias, though.
Yeah. Julia Child.
Julia Child. That's exactly what it is.
She's a lovely person.
Julia Roberts. Don't name your daughter.
No, Julia's a bad name. Yeah, Julia Roberts sucks.
I just think
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews is hot.
Especially when she was Peter Pan.
What? Yeah.
She didn't fuck Peter Pan, did she?
She was Peter Pan.
I thought it was Sandy Duncan.
No, I thought Julie Andrews did her once.
No, she was
or
Mary
did
Poppins.
Him once.
I think Julie Andrews and Sandy Duncan had a three-way with Peter Pan one time.
Julie Andrews was dressed as Victor Victoria.
Lick one pussy.
Julie Andrews started screaming about wire hangers.
Yeah, it was the 60s and things were different back then.
Play.
You know, back in the day, to say you were a fan of Julie Andrews was to let your male counterparts know that you might bat for the other team.
Oh, really?
Or be a little light in the loafers.
Why.
Yeah.
Oh, because of Sound of Music or something?
Mary Poppins, Sound of Music,
all
that.
You are making that up.
No. Just like wearing a red boutonniere or a red...
She was like the Barbara Streisand of her day.
Exactly. To say you were a fan of Julie Andrews in the 40s and 50s was to be
times hotter than
letting people know you were also a fan of Oscar Wilde.
It was Judy Garland.
Ah, there. Yes.
Oh, man. See, I'm
a friend of Judy's. Yeah.
And
I am failing with my gay trivia today.
So who was
Thank God I'm here. You'd be spreading this misinformation.
Who was the star?
I spread misinformation every week.
That is a rotten, filthy lie.
Who was in Murder, She Wrote, then?
That was Paul McCartney.
Right.
Bill Cosby, back. Right?
I could have sworn that was Julie Andrews, but apparently I'm mistaken on some level.
Was that Tom Bosley?
I don't know.
No.
He was. Father Dowling was
on. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a spinoff.
It's Richie's dad.
That's great.
Yeah.
Richie and Joni's
That's
dead.
Really interesting.
Right.
And wasn't he also the voice of that gnome?
And then there was the mysterious older brother who went upstairs and never came back down.
Yeah.
Chuck. Yes.
Who played basketball.
Right.
I remember that.
And then he disappeared into the attic. Yeah.
Wow, you guys really watch a lot of Father
Fonzie. Dalek. Oh, no, this is bad. Happy Days. This is Happy Days.
Oh, yeah. We left that.
Yeah. Father Dowling was lame except for, what's her name, the hot nun.
Sally Field.
Arquette.
Sally Field.
She's the Arquette chick.
Oh, Patricia Arquette?
Roseanne?
Oh, Roseanne.
Rosanna Arquette, I think. Oh. Yeah. The oldest sister.
You can't call her hot, though. She's like Boy, weird,
when
crazy.
Nuns are hot, though,
Rosanna's
kind of
weird. Patricia, though.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like the character in True Romance.
True Romance.
A beautiful person. Yeah.
When she cries after he kills her her pimp and says, that's the most romantic when thing.
Don't spoil it.
When she laughs in James Gandolfini's face after he throws her into the fucking shower through the window. It's beautiful.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. That was a great fight scene with Gandolfini. Yes, yeah.
That was a great movie.
Totally.
It was. Excellent.
Up at the top of the list.
Yep.
So what time is it?
It's 35 minutes in. Are we done yet?
No.
You not even some more close. Music or what?
Damn, I think that's a great idea. And so I wanted to
when we get back, we see what Maddie's drinking.
Let's get Maddie.
I'm kind of curious what Matt's drinking.
I think we should give somebody the quiz.
I'm sure he's drinking a lot. I'll take the quiz. What the hell?
I never heard
that.
That sounds
greatly interesting.
I've never been in the same room as somebody getting the quiz. dude, so I got to Ditch the Pilot track, and I know I played Ditch the Pilot once before, and it was a rough track, and this is another track from those same sessions that we just worked on yesterday all day long, and the piano on it was recorded at Tom Gordon's studio. Everything else was recorded here, and the organ was recorded at Tom Gordon's studio also, because I didn't have a 9-foot 130-year-old Steinway piano to record, like Tom Gordon did.
You do like them big organs.
Oh, dude. Have you ever seen a 9-foot Steinway? I thought, I didn't get what that meant. It's one of those baby grands, but it's stretched out super long, like a bowling alley.
Like 9 feet.
It was awesome.
It's a grand.
Hey, it's not
a baby grand.
This is terribly interesting, okay?
Rick, it's not a baby grand. It's a grand piano.
Oh, you're right. There's nothing baby about it. It's gigantic.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
Yeah. And I compared my penis to it just to make sure. But yeah. And now you can give me the win for this. He used Neumann U87s. Okay, so that's what this track is. Oh, and in the very beginning
of it. Checking in with the weather chopper. It's a beautiful day here in Sparks, Nevada.
Gorgeous.
Hot as fuck.
Wind's starting to pick up.
A little steamy.
Ditch the Pilot's awesome, and you can find him on Facebook. But yeah, in the beginning of it, we put in a little slip of the piano guy fucking up. It's so funny because we did all these takes of him, and then we carefully cut out the parts where he screwed up so we could highlight that in the beginning of the track. So everybody enjoy.
All right.
Thank you.
Not really sure what you by Motown, to be honest, then. Okay.
Pretty young girls at the coffee shop, the burning peace in the parking lot. Oh, just as expected. All my rights were wrong. All my rights were wrong. All my rights were wrong. Ooh, just as expected. All my rights were wrong. All my rights were wrong. Yeah, my rights were wrong.
Love those guys.
What were you just saying, Nick?
There's kind of Grateful Daddy. They're kind of jammy. And I think one of the members I saw in the paper said he's hosting an open mic at the Red Rock.
Really?
I have to look it up to
Red Rock's
to
nice.
Specify the dates. But yeah, I guess he's starting an open
long
mic.
Long history
again.
Of open mics in that building.
That really, that was the second, it was the Met with Stacy, and then she started working at Blue Lamp and started it there. So I'm glad it's coming back.
Yeah, I met so many people back in the day when I first started showing up to that. Like Daryl Lee. Mm-hmm.
Who needs to come back to Reno? And I know you're listening to the show, Daryl Lee.
D-Lee listens.
Phoner.
Is the Red Rock like where it used to be now? Or where's the Red
Rock's where the Blue Lamp used to be.
Yeah.
Remember the old Pioneer Hotel
241 Sierra Street.
Right behind what's now a parking lot.
I actually went to the Red Rock
Rodeo Rock
last week, and they got a couple new bar
Rodeo Rock. Really, yeah, that used to be the old Del Mar.
No.
Guys and Dolls.
It's over by Mr. O's.
Dick and Jane's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Club 96.
Now it's, I just did a show there. I just did a show there.
I think it's probably closed. It's never open for very long.
No, because it's a dump of a place.
I just did a show there in November. They got a
Really? I saw you. You were
November's a long time ago.
Yeah,
that place is life. I mean, it comes and goes.
Yeah. See, I found out though, same owners for the last 20 years. Of course,
really?
Yeah,
they just like different managers coming in.
Like the woman
who
owns the place, sometimes she has her own bar there. Sometimes she lets somebody else set up shop in there.
Right, for about 2 months until it sucks, and then
because nobody goes to it because everybody that goes to Coach's or the Chapel.
Well, or the Polo Lounge.
Polo's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, the Polo does some decent business on the weekends. They got that one dude in there that does like the one-man show.
Dude, I love him.
He's awesome.
What?
What's the one-man show?
I can't remember his name. My little brother's the one that turned me on to it. But no, he's gnarly, dude.
What does he do? Juggle? Or?
Well, pretty much. He juggles instruments.
He plays piano and accordion, and he does like kind of loungy.
Oh, like a one-man band.
For real.
And he'll play Elvis for you. He'll take requests. But it's like old school stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. That's fun.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, I love that guy.
Well, one of my favorite.
Alternative to fucking, you know, hearing punk and metal
all the way.
Well, one of my
Rain.
Favorite things back in the day, the old Pioneer Hotel, right around from the you leave the coffee shop and there's like the little sports book right there at the entrance.
Yeah, I remember it all well.
And you'd make that left hand turn all around that corner, and there's that little stage set up by
the
bathroom.
Little bar at the lounge act,
And the CJ, it was just one guy. He had a keyboard, a guitar, and he could play pretty much any song recorded before 1985.
You know, the Pioneer was
and a
really
little marquee. Said the amazing CJ.
Lovely place. I love the Pioneer. I miss the Pioneers
so
much.
Hard. That was such a good coffee shop.
Yeah. Remember Nora?
Nora.
Nora was working at the Bonanza. I saw her not too long ago. I don't know if she's still there or not because I haven't seen her lately, but I really don't go to the Bonanza very often. But she was.
I would go to see Nora.
I would totally.
Hey, how's it been?
She's probably not listening, but if you see her, tell her there's a room full of nerds who miss her waitresses.
She's probably listening.
We would rock the Blue Lamp.
I don't know if she's in our demographic.
She's much older. We'd rock the Blue Lamp, and then at 2, when the show was over, go roll get on breakfast over at the Pioneer, and Nora was always there.
Always very cool with the whole night crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of patience.
Friend. Yeah.
that was a tough crowd sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times, though. Yep. Good old Reno.
Remember Pioneer?
That was the Woolworths was still there.
Woolworths. Don't come back to the Woolworth.
Did you get
anybody
kicked
anybody
out?
Get that reference?
No.
No.
Can we fix that in post?
I hope so.
I think we should punish him by giving him the quiz.
All right, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's have a little idea. Quiz music. There we go. Dakota, you may be aware of the rules. I have a list of many questions that I'm going to ask you rapid fire. Your choice here, front, back, middle, prime, even
prime,
odd.
Prime.
Prime yeah. numbers.
Nobody's
thank
picked
you.
Prime.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Fucking A.
Prime numbers suck.
All right, prime number one. Number one. Do you have any tattoos?
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
What celebrity would you ruin your relationship
to be with? Angelina Jolie.
Without hesitation.
A terrible answer. What
always,
an ugly woman.
Always.
Alien. Is she an ugly woman?
I don't like her at all.
You know what?
I like her in some movies.
It's a matter of taste. I'm not getting a quiz. I just couldn't
like
help
today,
myself.
Like today or like 19...
Well, you clarify. Why are you asking? Yeah, 1956.
Paul Newman. Paul Newman, 1956, Paul Newman.
I don't even think Angelina Jolie was
born
yet.
So wait. If we lived in 1956, you would ruin your relationship to be with Paul Newman.
Dude, I went
damn
from...
Damn right, he's a porcelain doll.
All right. Seriously. That gets a good point value there. I'm gonna,
more
I'll
points
go
than
that.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
For sure. Actually, I think that Paul Newman's more attractive.
Well, he was.
Angelina for the rest of us.
I imagine he's not now, but...
No. Well, you're hot.
I don't want to do Paul Newman today.
You'd need a shovel to do him now.
All right.
Certainly wouldn't be that one.
Question number three. Prime number three, which is actually number five.
Okay.
When did you last enjoy an enema?
I'm really thinking on this. I'm like, could you clarify what the hell is an enema?
An enema is when you squirt something inside of your butt for medical or purposes. Well, I guess it's
cleaning.
Not always medical.
Cleaning
some
purposes.
People do that for fun, I would imagine.
What, you mean like jelly and shit?
Everclear?
I mean, I might do it today. If it
oh,
was
what was it?
Gin,
oh, so coffee?
Some people do coffee.
Yeah,
enemas.
That would be
a big negative. I've never had an enema.
If you never had one, you can't enjoy it.
I've never did a suppository of methamphetamine. So
please,
no, I've never had one.
Please to be rating your last lover's skills on a scale of 1 to 10. The last lover you had.
I know who this is, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I gotta say, not great. 3.
You know what? That's a winning answer for honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she like a
moped?
No, nothing like that. Actually,
nice rack, right?
Yeah, professional.
A little lazy.
No, and actually, she's like do certain things that were fine, but you know, a guy can't help it if he's just not that into her. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Oh, more honesty points, I hope.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I dropped my pen. All right, next question. All right, prime numbers. That's 7, 11. When was the last time you picked a booger?
Today.
All right.
Like, do I have to break it down to minutes? Like, and, on my way here?
Well, this is secondary follow-up. And when was the last time you ate a booger?
Oh, I don't know.
Not today?
Ten
minutes ago?
Years ago.
10 minutes ago.
I mean, as soon as I found out that it would give you cancer.
Where did you lose your virginity, Dakota?
With his penis.
With my penis?
With your...
in the butt.
Down there.
Down there.
In a dirt road on, like, where my parents live. Wow, this is funny.
to
like,
you?
Like, I had this girlfriend. No, there's a whole bunch of stories about this. I walked her home, and she blew me, and we did it right in the middle of the dirt road in between our houses.
Wow.
Okay, that is funny. Classy. Stay classy.
What was the car?
No, there was no cars.
This
was literally in the middle of a dirt road.
Like, not even off to the side in a bush? No.
I grew up in TRE, man. There's no street lamps. There's none of that. It's like either the sagebrush or the dirt road, and I chose the dirt road.
You're more white trash than I thought you were.
I'm excellently white trash.
Damn.
All right.
So how am I scoring so far?
Oh, you're doing excellent, actually. You're doing fine. Just fine. Don't worry. How was your stool today? Did you have a good BM?
You know, when did I do that? Right when I got to work. Yes.
Well, I didn't say when. How was it?
No, it was excellent.
Okay, excellent.
Quick.
Stone cold. Like,
one line.
And then, I got to play two games
here.
Of cribbage on my cell phone. So, yeah, no, it was great. It was a great experience.
Two full games of cribbage.
Yeah.
Hope your boss ain't listening.
No, I'm not going to turn them on to this show.
When was the last the last time you showered?
Actually, last night I showered before I went to bed.
Right.
Oh, all right. That gets you some good points there.
I knew that.
Yeah, wow.
Some of these I know the answer to.
Do you and Rick ever shower together?
Unfortunately, no.
That's part of the quiz?
No, I'm just curious.
But I know when Cody showers because he leaves a ton of soap in the bottom. And this morning I got in and I thought, I don't feel like I'm going to fall and die. Cody must not have bathed.
No, but I did restart the water heater for you when I realized that it was ice freaking cold.
That is twice. That is three times in one day.
That shit ain't soap.
God damn it.
All right, so we're working with, we're adding up the totals here. That's a 5, put a 1 on it, 3, 4, 5, 6. 95 points, not a bad score, Cody.
Pretty good score.
Uh-oh. Yeah, excellent. Good job, my friend.
Apparently honesty pays off.
And you, for your fabulous prize, I'll give you a sticker. Sticker
to add on to the pile.
Give him 2. It's 95 points.
All right, you get 2 stickers and a hearty handshake from
the Reverend.
Somebody. Somebody.
Good game.
Good game, yes.
Thanks, guys.
Nice.
So looking ahead here to the weekend, I want to touch back on the Out Sleaze Fest.
Yeah, that's a great event.
It's happening at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor at 71 South Wells. You may have heard of it. It's another one of the fine sponsors of our program. It's a giant event. Going to be Friday, July 1st through Sunday, July 3rd. There's a show Friday night at Jub Jub's, and then there's an after party at Shay's. And then Saturday afternoon, there's a block party on Sinclair, followed by a show at Jub Jub's. And then on Sunday... And there is a Saturday night after party also at Shay's. And then on Sunday, there's a whole set at Jub Jub's once again. So it's just a weekend punk fucking rock.
If you like good punk rock music, that's a good place
bands
to
go. From, like 37 bands from all over the West Coast.
Let's give some highlights.
Let's see. Friday, we got Gehenna. Local faves Gehenna.
Yeah,
From California, Lazy Dogs, Funeral, Bronco Tatanka. They're from L.A. The Neocons from San Francisco. We got Elephant Rifle from Reno's own. Hey,
nice.
hey. We like those guys. Huck and Ruler, also from Reno. Saturday, we got Penetration Panthers. Barrio. From Oakland, one of our favorite bands, Lecherous Gaze. Yeah,
I know them. Gaze.
I know a couple of those guys.
I've hung out with them.
Salted City, Tiger, Neighborhood Brats, The Indoors. Sunday at Jub Jub's, we got The Shames. Hey. The Bindle Stiffs.
Bindle Stiffs are
Marital
rad.
Impulse, Spitting Image. Tons of punk bands
from
all over the coast.
Go to Jub Jub's this weekend. You're going to see some really good punk rock music.
I think it starts, there's no time. Friday, Saturday, $10 at the door. Sunday, $5 at the door. 7 p.m. sharp every night, 21 and up.
Brought to you by Rich Bitch Records and Get the Fuck Out Productions. So, yeah. Yeah, it was.
I recommend it.
Well, it's GFU. I'm just guessing. Get the fuck out.
Get
could
the
be something
fuck
else. GFU.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Go fuck under.
Hey, Rory. Umbrellas. Before you close out, since I'm leaving town here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I want to go ahead and get us a whole nother state starting to listen to this show.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to the Dryer Clan, to Ed, Cliff,
hey.
Mike, Little Mike. And
that's
all
right.
Of those ridiculous maniacs that I'm about to hang out
my
with.
My crazy in-laws.
Your crazy in-laws. That is absolutely correct.
So when you guys all get computers on the internet that aren't working on Steam, please check out the podcast.
Oh,
welcome,
you me.
Welcome to
I
Reno.
I will be taking it.
Well, I know Uncle Ed's on the computer.
Well, he's on the droid phone. He doesn't have a computer.
Oh, okay.
Big props to Uncle Ed.
Yeah.
Big props
hey, from Reno,
to the old man.
From
happy 60th
WLP.
Birthday.
Oh, is it his birthday?
His 60th birthday on July 10th.
Hey, happy birthday, Uncle Ed. We love
Uncle
you
Ed,
lots.
Yes, that's and we're going to make sure that they listen to this because it's pretty awesome.
Rad.
For a train wreck.
Just don't have them listen to this show.
Maybe a different episode.
Well, you might, since this is the one where we're giving props, we might want to have them
oh,
listen
to this. Oh, shit. Just chop out the end. They can hear
just
that.
Just forward to that part and...
Yeah. Anyway, much obliged, Rory. Thanks for letting me drop those lines.
Hey, thanks for dropping in. And yeah, say hi to the fam for us.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right.
Do we get to hear one more song?
Let's do one more song.
Anything else anybody want to talk about? Any events?
Nope.
Out Sleaze Fest is the place to be.
Out Sleaze Fest is what I was going to recommend this weekend. Yeah.
I think next week I'll tell you about...
And the Ace Ball game on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. What is it, Diaper Day or...
Superhero Cape Day. Yeah.
Next week, I'll tell you a story about how I lost my dog.
Oh,
my whole world was shattered for about an hour.
Your new puppy?
Yeah.
My dog.
You lost your new puppy?
For like an hour.
Oh, dude. Oh,
you really want to wait a whole week to talk about it?
I just saw her yesterday.
Anyway. How about 20
minutes? We got her back.
What time is it?
You know.
Is it time to stop, or can we hear a story?
No, we can go a little more.
Yeah, let's hear a story.
All right, this story is like, okay, so a couple weeks ago, it was setting up for Nada Dada, which is that big art show they had where you get a motel room and turn it into a little mini art gallery or whatever you're going to do. And so I had my stuff set up there. I was bringing one piece down. I thought, well, I'll just carry this piece down, and I got my dog on the leash, and we'll go for a nice walk from my house at the Riverside to the townhouse hotel. And I get to the townhouse with my dog, and I just sit down the thing for a second, and I put her leash down for a second. Or no, actually took her leash off because I was going to have her just hang out. And I've taken her leash off before few times. And she's been really good about, you know, obeying me and whatever. But this time, I guess in that room, she just didn't want to be there, and she just jammed out the door. So I was like, fucking Debbie. And she's like running away. But then
little Debbie.
She stopped and stared at me. And I was like, oh, shit, quick thinking. I grabbed her squeaky toy. I was like, and she's still looking at me like, I'm not coming back. So I threw it for her to get. And she's like excited. Oh, cool. And she went and got it. But she that's what she did too. She's like, I love this toy. But I don't love you, Nick, because you're not going to catch me.
Fuck you.
And so every time I tried to get her, she would just avoid me because... screaming out the front of driveway.
Oh, wow.
And I go running after her, and I get to the open area, the driveway of the street, nowhere to be found, man. And so I just keep running down to the park where I know she goes to the park, you know, every day with us. So maybe she'll go over there. I go looking. I can't find my dog anywhere. I'm starting to panic. I walk all the way back to my house and jump in the car, drive around like a fucking maniac, too. Just freaking out. My blood's starting to roll, you know? I'm no. What am I going to... That's my wife's dog, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's my dog, too.
Somewhere between losing your glasses
too,
and losing
I'm
a child.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I lost your kid. Sorry.
Right.
You'll be in the dog.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, I don't find her when I drive around. I go back to the stand, go back home.
She's chilling in your apartment?
No. So I grab Maya.
She lit a cigar.
She shit on the floor.
All right. I go upstairs to get Maya. And Maya's home from having surgery on her hips.
She
set up a bed in the living room so she can sleep alone and rest and recover from surgery. And I come in and I'm on Maya. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. And she's like... oh, you just lost a doctor. No big deal, babe. Calm down, you know. She's so sweet.
She's all on drugs.
Oh. Yeah. She's all sweet.
Oh, that's all
not
right,
a
baby.
Problem. We'll get another one.
Oh, when we get it done.
So she's smart, and she like, she goes downstairs with me, and she starts, you know, she's going to walk. Well, she's like, you jump in the car, go drive back and see maybe if she's by the townhouse, and I'll go walk to the park. So I jump in the car, and she's walking to the park, and then my neighbor pulls up, hi, how's it going? And I get this look on my face like, not good. Not very good.
How dare
good.
You talk to me like that?
Yeah. And she's like, I'm like, I can't find my dog. And she's all, oh, Debbie, I just saw her over there. So it's more closer to our house. Like, yeah. She just ran through the courtyard by the courthouse. Oh, sweet. So I call Maya on the phone. Debbie's over here at the courthouse or something. Martina just saw her. So meet me over there. So she comes back and we still can't find her. She's like, go to the Foxy Olive. You know, because we've walked right. The dog to the bar before. It's a dog bar. Yeah. Other people bring their dogs, so do we. So I walked over there, and there are a bunch of our friends in there, even Eric and Daisy and everybody. And
yeah.
I'm like, look, they're like, hey, it's Nick, yay! And, you know,
and you're in freak out mode.
Oh,
still.
Yeah.
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 No time to hang out. I can't have fun. I'm looking for my dog.
Yeah. So, oh, it's Nick Robert. I'm just like, no, fuck
I'm
you guys.
I'm a fucking dog.
I'm a fucking loser. I just lost my dog. And everybody's all, oh, no, you lost Maya's dog? That's what they said. You lost Maya's dog?
So they had her.
Oh,
for
fuck.
Sure.
So I'm like, she's not here. If you see her, call me. Run back home, and then I run over to the park walkway, and I see Maya walking back, and she doesn't have the dog, and she looks sad. And so do I. I'm just like, oh, fuck, what are you going to do? And now I'm getting mad at the dog, too. I'm all, you fucking bitch in my head. Like, how dare you run away from me? Oh, my God.
That's the right answer.
You totally.
I'm never taking you anywhere.
Yeah, that's it. I'm never letting you off the leash again.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. So,
ruiner of souls.
So she's like, look, I'm going to go to the courthouse and just sit on the grass and wait. I'm like, that's a good idea. I'll go walk back to the park and see what's up. Yeah. So I'm walking down the Riverwalk by that Episcopal church.
Yeah.
Just as I pass the Episcopal church on my left, like in the corner of my eye, I see the silhouette of this dog way far away, and I'm like, oh, that's Debbie. Holy shit, I'm fumbling for my phone. My, you gotta come over here. You know, and she's like gimping everywhere she's going.
Right, right.
So.
You didn't get her a ride around?
No.
No. Rascal?
No, I didn't get her the rascal this time. The doctor
should
have
at least got her
faster.
Next one.
So anyway, I see the dog. She's up sitting at the top of the hill, just sitting there. There's this man in a like onesie, blue suit onesie, walking up the hill. and I'm squeaking her toy, and she's kind of looking around like, where's that coming from? And then the man in the blue suit gets to the top of the hill and looks at the dog. And the dog, I knew she was skittish, and she's just like, uh-uh. And I'm like, no, don't run. She takes off, but only like maybe 10 yards away from guy.
Sure.
And then I'm squeaking into her, I'm Debbie. She finally eyes me and totally runs the other direction.
Oh, the game is still on.
And then I'm yelling, like Maya can see me by now, and I'm yelling, she's over there. I'm waving my arms like a maniac. She's over there. Over there, I'm running. I don't even know if cars are coming or what. As luck would have it, she comes zooming down the street between the courthouse and the church.
Yeah.
Like, and this dog runs so fucking fast, man. And she goes zooming down there, and Maya's right there at the end of the street. And she dog almost ran by her because she's just, you know, freaking out or whatever dogs do. And she you know, heard Maya say, Debbie. And at the last minute, she's all,
oh, mama.
And I, you know,
there's the one I want to talk to.
Finally. And then my heart was,
wow.
All that pressure was gone.
Well, so ends
cocktail
well.
Time.
Yeah.
So did you guys beat the shit out of her or what?
No. I walk up to her and Debbie, like sitting there. I walk up to them both. And Debbie's all, jumps up on me. Hi, Daddy. You little cunt.
Wasn't that fun?
Clip.
Oh, my God. You just ruined everything for an hour, man. And, you know, once you get hit or fucking lost, I mean, the best thing that could happen is if you got picked up and we found you at the dog place, the dog shelter. But I guess, it's, you know, really the best thing was, and I put in a little prayer when I'm walking back from the Foxy Mall. You know how you helped me out with the weather? Could you help me find my dog? Right when I passed the church, I saw the dog.
Hey,
it's kind of weird. Hey.
Power of prayer.
I guess.
You never know.
Now you
never
own one. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I own one.
I own a bunch. But anyway, that was my little dog tale that like awesome. Changed my life. So then I went back to the Nada Dada, finished setting up, and I was in a great mood. And my friend Rob G showed up.
Yeah,
we walk over to the Foxy to get some drinks, and everybody's in there. I put my hands up when I walked in. They're all, "Yeah, you got your dog,
yay, party!"
Yeah, then we got drunk.
Excellent.
I don't remember anything else.
And then awesome. I time traveled.
So that's my dog story.
All right.
Excellent story.
Well, it was lovely.
We should hear that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Song. Let's move on to that last
okay.
song.
It's the Decoy local cover band, but they
good friends.
They decided to make all originals to play in my backyard show, and I was very surprised because I love the originals.
Yeah, they were great.
Oh, my God. They're freaking awesome, and I really love the way it turned out. And this is the last song that they played on their set, and it's kind of mellow and rad, and I thought it would be a good way to end our show.
You know what? Nice. This is also Sign a out. Present song that they're... This is really Present's song.
Oh, seriously?
I'm in a band with Toby. Well,
and real quick.
You know what one it is?
At the Faraway Sky, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And real quick. Are
play
we,
it, man. I think
are
it's
we
awesome.
Just going to go out with this song? Are we going to come back and have a wrap up? Because I could just say goodbye now.
Yeah, let's say goodbye now. And we'll let Decoy take us away, the Faraway Sky.
Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us here on The Worst Little Podcast. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Rick Spagnola, the Kodiak, Stingray Tattoo, and Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and good night, ladies.
Find Decoy on Facebook. La la. And it's the pilot, too. And illegal.
Way to blow it. Thanks, Rick.
And everything else.
Good night, ladies.
One more thing.
One more thing. I've had enough. Left you to hold on.
that's it for us. Thank you. Bigger Mode is up next.
Dogwater.